For 35-year-old Mercy McKenna, fashion is part of her soul. Culturally, of course, she's African. But like other business people on the continent, she purchases fabrics for her own clothing designs from China. The Nairobi-based fashion designer, who has successfully carved herself a niche in Kenya's fashion industry, said many small business owners are happy to gain access to high-quality products at affordable prices.
It has been a good journey because every time I travel there, I bring back goods that are not only unique, but clients really appreciate the quality I'm able to pick for them. For them, opening doors for us, small company owners, to be able to go and purchase in small quantities has enabled us to bring back home quality that is actually needed, as opposed to when we wait on other wholesalers who bring in fabrics in our downtown markets, and they bring us cheap quality. So yeah, I was able to go there and pick up stuff that my client directly needed.
McKenna, who has been traveling to China since 2012, says she uses the imported fabrics to mend high-quality outfits for a growing number of middle-class and high-end clients. They include men who are interested in some of the pants and shirts she designs. She says fellow business people with connections to the huge Asian market convinced her to give it a try.
I heard about the Chinese market from my other people in the market, and I realized that once you're able to identify your niche in the market, then you can go there and source for your products that are fair price and very high quality.
As a young girl growing up in Aruro village in Meru on the slopes of Mount Kenya, she knew little about fashion, but she saw and admired what her mom was doing.
My mom had a shop for tailoring. She didn't put it up for it to inspire me or anyone in the family. She just put up a shop for herself. Amongst many other shops, she'd put a butchery and stuff. But having that knowledge, I did not mind. I saw the need in the market, and people kept coming and coming over and over to do their clothes, and it worked fine for them. So I kept thinking, it's a good venture, and actually loved it.
Following her mother's footsteps, McKenna set up a fashion business in Nairobi in January the year 2000, just after completing her high school education.
It was quite challenging when it came to space, but I was able to secure a space where we would share as two people. So you'd rent everything from the machine to the shop itself, which are now payable at the end of the month. So just for you to make sure that you've worked hard to have the money ready to pay the people by the end of the month.
Within a few years into our business, McKenna nurtured a growing clientele, which provided her with savings for future expansion. She later moved her operations to the city center, where she opened a fashion house. She said celebrities are always looking for the best. They want to set themselves apart and stay ahead of other well-dressed celebrities. Our fashion business, known as Nakima Fashion House, mostly deals with orders from the corporate world, focusing on official women's wear.
We mostly deal with corporate official women wear. That's our main line. We design from scratch, working for someone's body structure and tone and color. We are also now get into weddings because the same clients keep asking back for more. They want us to do their weddings. We also accessorize for them when they wear their suits. We are able to get them bags and shoes and purses and all that to go with their clothes, so that you help them in their mix and match of their everyday wear. We deal with evening dresses as well, and mostly official clothes that can be translated from day to night cocktail party dresses, so that one finds value for their dresses. You can easily wear it every day in the office. A few changes, it turns to an evening wear.
The Kenyan fashion designer laments that there have been cases of counterfeit goods finding their way to the African continent. She has even received what she says is counterfeit or low-quality fabric.
They are counterfeit and you see them. So if you choose not to buy counterfeit, then they shouldn't choose to send it to you. It has happened twice. I have returned the goods and they never exchanged them. If the market would actually just deliver on what they sell, that would make us the happiest, because you can easily send your money via Western Union and you get your goods. You're able to transact online. But now, because you can't trust, you have to take a flight and go.
Born in a family of six sisters, McKenna believes that Africa is the place to be due to the economic growth and development activities taking place. This could mean, as a next step, expanding our business and providing high-quality clothing across East Africa. So far, our fashions are also selling well in Uganda and Kenya. With luck, she hopes to expand our clientele outside the rest of Africa and beyond, even back to China. It's what economists call adding value and a better price to the African-made goods for export to foreign markets. That's good news for her and for Kenyan employees who would gain skills and a good job from our success. Reporting for VOA News, this is Ruben Chama in Nairobi.